여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2015학년도 제2회 중학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 교실에 계시는 선생님들께서는 라디오의 음량을 알맞게 조절하여 주시고 학생 여러분은 답안지에 반, 번호, 그리고 이름을 써넣으시기 바랍니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 만든 포스터를 고르시오.
Joe, look. This is the poster I made for my favorite baseball player.
It looks cool. You used his uniform number 88.
Yeah. I also added his last name, Kim, on the poster.
Not bad. Then why did you use a baseball bat icon?
You know, he's known as a great hitter.
I see. And you put a heart shape under the last name Kim.
Yes, I'm a big fan.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 전화한 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, this is ABC Insurance Company. May I help you?
Hello, this is Ray Wilson. My car suddenly stopped at 702 Main Street. Could you send somebody to help?
Okay, but have you tried restarting your car?
Yes, I did, but it didn't work.
I see. Someone should be there in about half an hour.
Thank you so much.
3번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
The escalator is out of order.
Let's take the elevator. Number 2.
Sorry, this elevator is full.
Okay, I'll take the next one. Number 3.
Excuse me, where is the elevator?
Go around the corner. You'll see it. Number 4.
Which floor are you going to?
I'm getting off on the 10th floor. Thank you. Number 5.
How may I help you?
Hi, can I get a refund on these?
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 만나기로 한 장소를 고르시오.
Hi, Sarah. How's your video project going?
Well, I'm having a problem with the movie software program. I don't know how to add music to my video clip.
Oh, I can help you with that.
Great. If you're free this afternoon, can we meet at the computer lab and work on it?
No problem. Let's meet there at 2 o'clock.
Thanks. See you then.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How can I help you?
My dog got away from me and was hit by a car. I should have been holding her more tightly.
All right. Let me see. Oh, it doesn't seem that bad, but she needs to get an X-ray.
Okay. Do you think she'll recover quickly?
Well, I have to see her X-ray first, and then I can tell you about it.
Oh, I see. Minsu, I have some big news for you.
Big news? Can I ask you what it is?
You've been accepted to the overseas volunteer program you applied for last month. This is really good for you, Minsu.
Really? I can't believe it.
In addition, they provide a lot of interesting field trips for the volunteers.
That's wonderful. I can't wait. Thank you so much.
7번 다음을 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르시오.
Number one.
What would you like to eat for lunch?
I'm not that hungry. I'm going to skip lunch today. Number two.
Could you give me a ride to school?
Yes, I can walk to school by myself. Number three.
Eating breakfast is important for good health.
You can say that again. Number four.
What is your hobby?
I like singing and dancing. Number five.
How long will it take to get my order?
It should be delivered within about 3 days.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Tiffany. I think I left my English book in your kitchen when I came over to study.
You did. I was just about to call you. Should I bring it to your house later?
You don't have to do that. Could you just bring it to school tomorrow?
No problem. See you tomorrow.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 담긴 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Michael, what are you doing?
Hey, Kate. I'm searching online for the cheapest round-trip ticket to the Grand Canyon.
Wow! When are you planning to go?
During the second week of March. My spring break starts then.
Oh, I envy you. I wish I could go too.
Really? If you want to go, we can go together.
I'd like to. But I have to work part-time at the school library during the break.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I'd like to buy a sports uniform.
How about this one? It's $50.
Yes, I like it. I also need a pair of running shoes. Do you have any?
Over here. These are our best sellers. They're $40.
I like the design, but I'm afraid I can't afford them both. I'll just take the sports uniform for now.
Okay, here you are.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I dropped my cell phone on the floor and its screen got broken.
That's too bad. You have to replace it with a new one. It'll cost about $100.
Okay. How long does it take to get it fixed?
It usually takes about 2 hours. Why don't you have a coffee in the lobby and read a magazine or something?
Thanks, but I think I'll go shopping and come back later.
12번. 다음을 듣고 스펠링 지니어스 컨테스트에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. This is your English teacher, Mr. Han speaking. Are you interested in showing off your spelling skills? I'm inviting you to attend this year's Spelling Genius Contest. It will be held on May 5th. The winner will get a trophy and a $50 gift card. To sign up, please download the application form from our school website and hand it in to my office by Friday, April 20th. Thank you.
13번. 다음 벼룩시장 배치도를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 구역의 위치를 고르시오.
Look, Jason. There are 5 sections left for the monthly flea market. Which section would be best for us?
The sections next to the restroom are not good. I don't like the smell.
You're right. Then what about section C?
It's too far from the entrance.
Well, we have 2 options now. Which section do you think is better?
I think the section right next to the information booth is better because there'll be more people walking by.
Good. Let's take that section then.
14번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
This is a device that is used in many different places. For example, you can see it in bakeries, grocery stores, seafood markets, or even in factories. It is a machine for measuring the weight of an object. To do so, you usually put an object on top of it. It was made of 2 balanced dishes in the old days, but electronic ones are more popular now.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Thomas, it's raining really hard outside. Did you bring an umbrella?
No, I didn't. I hope it stops before our class finishes.
It looks like it's not going to stop anytime soon. But don't worry, I have an extra.
Really? May I borrow it?
Sure. It's in my locker. I'll go get it for you.
Thank you, Rachel. Mom, you look so busy. Is there anything I can help you with?
Sure. I'm making a pizza. I need tomato sauce and 2 red peppers.
I can get them for you. Are they in the fridge?
Yes, next to the cheese. Oh, I forgot to get some mushrooms for the topping.
Don't worry, I can go to the supermarket to get some.
Thank you.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제니가 손님에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jenny works for a family restaurant. Since today is Saturday, there are so many customers, and she's very busy serving them. Jenny notices that a customer has left his sunglasses on the table where he was eating. He's about to pay his bill and leave the restaurant. Jenny runs to the customer with the sunglasses. In this situation, what would Jenny most likely say to the customer?
18번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, John. Where are you?
I'm working on my science project at Billy's house. What are you doing?
I just finished grocery shopping. If you want, I can drop by Tom's bakery and get something for you.
No thanks, Mom. I don't need anything. Are you going home?
Yes. I'll be leaving here in a few minutes.
That's great. I'm almost done with my schoolwork. Could you pick me up on your way home?
No problem. I'll be there in about 20 minutes.
19번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you done your assignment on the greenhouse effect?
Almost. How about you?
I haven't even started yet. I don't know how to get the information.
Did you check the school library?
Yeah, I went there yesterday. But people had already checked out all the books on that topic.
Actually, I checked out 2 books on Monday, but I returned them this afternoon.
20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Mike. What's wrong? Are you okay?
Yeah, I just didn't do well on the math test.
I can't believe it. You always get perfect scores in math.
Maybe before, but this time I made so many foolish mistakes.
Don't feel bad. This kind of thing happens to everyone.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel confident anymore.
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2015학년도 제2회 중학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 모두 마치겠습니다.